The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile. From within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile." The Gospel of the Lord. So the whole topic of the letter of St. James today, second reading, is about what does the word religion mean? What does the word religion mean to you? It would signify some kind of cultural context for most people, a practice of faith for most people, but it is an adherence to a set of rules, generally speaking. Is it an adherence to a set of rules, though, or is it a living out of the teachings of Christ and a witness to the gospel? Well, it needs to be both, but I think the reason so many people think of a religion as a negative thing is that they have somewhere gotten the idea that you don't belong if you aren't perfect. It is hard to be perfect. A lot of people would say that they are spiritual, but not religious. I have a priest friend who says, "I wonder if I'm religious and not spiritual." Because sometimes it seems like we just go through the motions. No matter how empty, the rules can make you feel sometimes. In St. James' second reading today, I sense a deep tenderness in his words. He seems to be addressing the same debate to people who really want to do the right thing. It seems that there might have been some discussion among people who were smug about their accomplishment of adhering to the requirements of the law found in the Jewish tradition. And perhaps, as sometimes happens, they were criticizing those who were not as faithful. If you don't focus on the heart of faith, Jesus and his redeeming, merciful love, you can run the risk of just following rules. Your compliance can develop into a sense of entitlement, which then looks to see what others are doing. Are they doing more or less? More or less than me? And then judgment comes with division. So the question is compliance or commitment? All goodness, James says, comes from the Father. All good giving and every perfect gift. There can be no shadow caused by change. On the other hand, we are the ones who can change. God's creation is good. We are good. We are a new creation by God's word of truth, a kind of first fruits, he says. According to the law, the Jewish people would offer first fruits to God. That was what they called the first portion of their harvest. It would be offered to God and blessed at the temple, and by this offering, their entire harvest would be consecrated. Jesus, likewise, in offering himself as the first offering, the first fruits of all the people of God, Through him, we are all consecrated. We are the only ones who can change the outcome of the goodness of God's gift. St. James says this happens when we do not welcome the word. We reject it. We are free to render it powerless, to shape us, because God would violate our free will and force us to love him. And love that isn't freely given and received would be a form of slavery. Kindly welcome the word, St. James says. It is able to save your souls. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. Don't delude yourselves into thinking that you can earn this gift by your own deeds or in any way merit it. It would no longer be a gift, it would be a wage. Again, St. James says, religion that is pure and undefiled before God is this, to care for orphans and widows. We could add to that list the poor, the lost, the oppressed, all those who are cast aside. And he says, keep yourself unstained by the world. Today is the International Day of Prayer for the Care of Creation, established by the Orthodox Church quite a while back and adopted by Catholics in 2015. I have published Pope Francis's letter to the world today, for today, and I encourage you to read it. It's in the bulletin. His theme this year is pray and act with creation. In other words, be doers of the word and not hearers only. Caring for our earth, Pope Francis says, is much more than a social or political issue. It is theological. God's entire creation, says St. Paul, is groaning for the fulfillment of redemption, which is in store for her. If I choose myself over the world, I am basically choosing myself over God, the maker and giver of his wonders. But the world is also the place where evil coexists with good, and God allows people to make wrong choices. Many have made it a place of sin. So St. James says, keep yourself unstained by the world. It seems that James is contrasting the word of God and the word of the world. If I choose the word of the world, I am basically choosing myself over God, choosing what I want to hear. In the gospel, Jesus and his disciples are criticized for their practice of the Jewish religion. In the gospels, the religion practice of the Pharisees and scribes puts less of an emphasis on God and more of an emphasis on the observance of the rituals which were written into the law by religious leaders over the centuries. God gave them 10, those are the ones that Jesus mentions in the gospel today. God gave them 10, and the 10 grew to 613 Jewish commandments in the Torah. 613 is a lot more than 10, and they were added by men, not by God. Examples of these human laws were hand washing or ritual purifications after contact with persons, places, or things that they had judged to be unclean. But God is the source only of all good giving and perfect gifts. How is it possible that something could be judged unclean? Jesus teaches what renders us unclean isn't something from outside, but only that which we choose within our hearts. Everything is good, and we choose what to do with it. Considering the significance of today, this World Day of Prayer for the Care of Creation, the greatest example that comes to mind is the reality of what we have done to God's creation and continue to do. Obviously, creation is good, so what are we doing with it? In many places, we have caused dangerous, significant degradation. It is the perfect metaphor for us and virtue. We are a new creation in baptism. At that moment of baptism, we are literally saints in the communion of saints. And what have we done with it? Mistakes are one thing, but what about those choices we've made that have tarnished that dignity? In the rite of baptism, when the person baptized receives the symbolic white garment, the priest or deacon explains, "May this garment be an outward sign of your Christian dignity. May you bring this dignity unstained to the everlasting life of heaven." There it is, the perfect gift which we have already received. And don't forget, in the same way that we can bring evil into the world from within our hearts, all the more can we bring goodness.